This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The governor of northern Ukraine's Kharkiv province says Russian shelling has destroyed five homes and killed one person in a town about 30 kilometers or 18 miles from the Russian border. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The area has come under frequent attacks, even though Russian ground forces withdrew nearly 6 months ago. Kharkiv's governor said Sunday that a 65-year-old man died in the latest attack. Elsewhere, fighting raged in the fiercely contested eastern city of Bakhmut. Russian forces have spent months trying to capture the city, and the surrounding area has seen some of the bloodiest ground fighting of the war. The governor of Donetsk province says two civilians were killed over the past day in Bakhmut. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis apologized for long-running flaws in the state's railway system amid violent protests Sunday as thousands of people took to the streets to demand answers from the government about the train collision that left 57 people dead and scores injured. Anthony Karasava reports.
As protests spread across the country, Mitsotakis tweeted a personal apology. Dimitris Kouchoubas is the leader of Greece's Communist Party. We are untouched by these apologies, he said. We will remain here by the side of the workers and the students demanding full accountability. Following Sunday's violent protests, some 400 demonstrators holding black flags and black balloons returned to the courtyard of the Greek parliament, staging a silent sit-in. They vowed to stay for as long as it takes to seek justice for the 57 victims. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
A Greek railway employee was jailed on Sunday pending trial. The 59-year-old station